few years ago, Bob Miller sold his share of a computer software business and followed his lifelong dream to make music. He traded in his suit and tie for a guitar pick and a microphone. As he mixes audio in his home studio, Miller says things were going great at first, but then his Cobra health insurance plan ended.
I called the people that were providing me with a family plan for about $1,000 a month. It took me about an hour and a half to find somebody who said that they'd be happy to continue that coverage for $3,600 a month.
Needless to say, Miller kept shopping around. When asked if his search yielded better results, his response?
In a word, no. It's very hard to find information. Unless you happen to know a way, I don't know what people do.
There's been some interesting developments in partnerships between artistic groups and hospitals.
That's Kristen Thompson. She's a social policy researcher for the Future of Music Coalition in Washington, D.C. Thompson says some healthcare providers are utilizing barter systems to help artists get the healthcare they need.
Some of them are in the Manhattan area, but more and more hospitals are developing programs that allow artists to do things that contribute to the hospital's programming, whether it's painting a mural or providing music for patients, and you get credits towards healthcare of your choice. And some of them offer these credits on a sliding scale so that they're worth more than, say, hours you put in.
Thompson says other artist advocacy organizations around the state hold fundraisers for artists who can't afford health insurance. However, for musicians where these bartering options are not available, Thompson says many are crossing their fingers and making the decision to go without coverage.
We wish everybody could afford it because we do think it would make the whole creative class actually more productive because you wouldn't have to be stressed out and worried about, oh gosh, should I drive this late at night? Do I need to get a health checkup? My arm really hurts and it's affecting my guitar playing, but I can't afford to go to a doctor.
According to a nationwide survey by the Future of Music Coalition, about 19% of all Americans lack health insurance. But for musicians, that number doubles.
Our surveys are fairly limited, so we can't say for sure. But it does make sense because musicians are usually self-employed. Even artists that are quite successful are usually not an employee of any particular company. So it's on them to acquire health insurance.
In another effort to help local artists avoid taking such risks, musicians are encouraged to seek out one of the lesser-known options, unions. David Angus is president of the Rochester Musicians Association.
We have a little over 300 members, and we only have about 20 who get their health insurance through the union, but those 20 consider it extremely valuable.
Angus was able to help lower fellow musician Bob Miller's monthly premium from $3,600 a month to $600. For the past 7 years, Angus says only one insurance company has agreed to provide his members with affordable plans.
They don't want to have what I think they call adverse impact, where you have only sick people sign up for health insurance, and the younger, healthy people don't want to, don't want to buy the insurance. That you don't have a setup within a local union that's going to cause that adverse impact.
Angus says if the U.S. Supreme Court finds President Obama's Affordable Care Act constitutional, the Rochester Musicians Association will drop their health insurance carrier. The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to make its ruling Thursday. Lashay Agnew, WXXI News.